And we still don't know why. Why Stephen Paddock opened fire in Las Vegas and killed 59 people. On his way to Puerto Rico this morning, President Trump said this about Paddock.
He's a sick man, a demented man. A lot of problems, I guess. And we're looking into him very, very seriously. But we're dealing with a very, very sick individual. Thank you.
Trump also said lawmakers would take up gun control, quote, as time goes by. Let's get the latest from Las Vegas with John Sepulveda, who is there covering the story for KQED and NPR. John, do we know any more about Stephen Paddock's motive?
No, we don't, Jeremy. And I want to say something to the listeners. There are a lot of bad news stories, bad information that's going around about his motives. So unless you see it reported by someone with on social media with a little blue check mark, do not believe it. In Las Vegas, I have heard almost every possible explanation for why this person has done it, and authorities have no idea. And if they do, they are not releasing that information as of this hour.
Well, do we have any more information about how much planning might have gone into this? This was not something that he just decided to do and did. There was at least many days of him bringing suitcases full of weapons up to his room.
That's right. Suitcases where there was more than 20 weapons found. And not only that, there was ammonium nitrate in his trunk. So it's unclear what he wanted to do with that. Again, I think that part of the concern that authorities have is, as we've reached out to them, is that if they begin talking a little bit too much about the planning, that'll start to point people in the direction of motive. And authorities are really cautious about doing anything that could indicate a motive at this time. That being said, you are absolutely correct. There was a lot of planning that went into this, from the suite that they used. If you looked at the floor plan of the suite that this man used, he had two essentially eagle's nests to snipe at people from, to the hammer. When you go to Las Vegas, you don't want to do any – the hotels don't want anything that could lean against the glass or possibly break the glass. This glass is very, very tough, especially at that high level. And he brought either a very heavy hammer or some type of hammer, possibly a sledgehammer, to break that glass. So it's very, very clear that he went on Thursday, as other people were showing up to the Route 91 Country Music Festival to have a good time. He was showing up with at least the thought in his head that he might harm a lot of people, which he has. You know, 525 have been injured,
right.
59 dead of this hour.
Well, and investigators have also found a lot of weapons and explosives even on his property, right?
Yeah, they have found multiple guns. They just conducted they had two search warrants for – he had a home in Mesquite. Apparently, he was a wealthy individual. He had a home in Mesquite, which is about 90 miles northeast of Las Vegas, and then also one in North Nevada. I think the thing that is really shown through, though, from the police department is not necessarily what they're finding in this investigation, at least as of yet. It has really been amazing to see the police department here interact with the public and watch the community rally, talk about being battle-born, which, of course, is the Nevada state motto, this idea that they are resilient and that they'll get through it. And, of course, a lot of that has to do with the economics of it. They want people to continue to feel safe and come to Las Vegas. There's some 500,000 jobs that depend on that sector. So there is this real feeling in the community that they are going to get through it, even though there's this great tragedy.
Hmm. Just a few seconds left, but how does it feel in Las Vegas today?
Surreal. It's been really – I saw a boot yesterday next to a concrete wall that somebody had left.
Right.
There was blood on it. It was like Cinderella if Cinderella was in a horror movie. Hmm. It's insane.
That's John Sepulveda, who is in Las Vegas for KQED and NPR. John, thank you.
Thank you.